for 2026. A new thing, a new beginning. As we stand at the threshold of a new season, I believe many of us are quietly asking the same question. Can things really be different? Yes, a new year often brings fresh calendars, renewed hopes, often new bold resolutions and sincere determination. Yet, if we are honest, or older, or more experienced, we know that even though we enter new years with these big resolutions and determination, we often end the years with the weight of unfinished stories, disappointments, and many times unrealized aspirations, and even sometimes prayers that seem unanswered. And it is into this pessimism, this sense of what has always been, that God speaks words of promise and power through the prophet Isaiah. The Lord said, "Forget the former things." Did you see that in your Bible? I'm not making this up. Forget the former. Look at your Bible so that you can be sure I'm not making it up. I believe God is speaking to someone here tonight to forget the former things. He says, do not dwell on the past. As tempting as that might be, do not dwell on the past. You know why? He said, because I'm doing a new thing. He said, see, I am doing a new thing. Look at your Bibles, Isaiah. So that you don't think, I'm only a messenger, I'm not making this up. And I want you to read this letter from God that I'm only unpacking for us. Let's look at it together. Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19. I'm a messenger tonight, delivering the Lord's letter to someone here tonight. And if that is you, shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big amen. The Lord is saying, forget the former things. Yes, you are older, you are more experienced, you've seen more of life, maybe more than even I've seen. But the Lord is saying, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. He said, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? These words were first spoken to a people living in exile in the days of the prophet Isaiah. People felt stuck, defeated, and forgotten. Yet God did not begin this message to them by reminding them of their failures. Instead, he reminded them of his faithfulness and of his power to begin again with them. Brothers and sisters, just in case you've forgotten, God is the author of new beginnings. When God says, forget the former things, he's not saying the past, your history doesn't matter. He's not saying that. He's saying the past must not imprison you. The past must not bury God's future for you before you even get there. Some of us carry past successes that keep us comfortable and complacent. Others carry past wounds that keep us fearful and hesitant. But God is calling us forward as we move on to 2026. He invites us to lift our eyes, to wipe the slate clean, and trust that He is already at work. He said He is doing something new. When God was relaying this message to my heart, usually I don't hesitate when I'm given a word to share, but when God was imprinting in my heart to wipe the slate clean, I'm like, hang on a minute, really? He said, you know what? Because I am doing a new thing. And that is God's message, not just to me, but each and every one of us this evening. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Notice the tense in God's promise. He said, I am doing a new thing. He didn't say, I will do a new thing. What that means is that He is already doing it. Even though you and I may not be able to see it yet, God is already moving. It's just like when you plant a tree, before you see the trunk and the branches, a lot already is happening unnoticed. God said He is doing a new thing. New beginnings often start quietly beneath the surface before they become visible. God goes on to say, I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Did you see that also in your Bible? A wilderness is a place of uncertainty. A wasteland is often a metaphor for a place of barrenness. Many of us know these places all too well. Yet God does not promise to remove the wilderness. He promises to make a way through it. He does not deny the dryness of the wasteland. He promises living water to spring forth within it. As impossible as that may sound, the truth is simple. The God we serve can do all things. Tap the person sitting next to you and say, God can do all things. That is a very powerful truth. Job discovered this truth after a long season of suffering. When everything he relied on had fallen apart, he declared, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. I know that after he had gone through the ups and downs, finally he realized, actually, God, I know that you can do anything and everything, and no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Job's story did not begin again because his circumstances suddenly improved, but because his understanding of God deepened eventually. For us as children of God, new things and new beginnings are often rooted not in changed circumstances, but in renewed trust. So if there's anything I'm encouraging you to do tonight, brothers and sisters, is to have a renewed trust in God as we enter into 2026. We see the display of a renewed trust in God in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, in the Garden of Gethsemane, as Jesus stood on the edge of the most painful chapter of his earthly life. He prays with honesty and vulnerability. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet, he ends with surrender. Not your will, but what? Not my will, but your will. Not what I will, but what you will. Gethsemane reminds us that new beginnings sometimes pass through deep struggle. Jesus was praying, wrestling with God's plan and purpose for his life. He prayed, he struggled, he prayed, such that the Bible says that the sweat coming out of his, dropping off his body were like droplets of blood. Before resurrection comes surrender. And surrender usually involves struggle for many of us. Before dawn comes night, yet even in that dark garden, God was already working his saving purpose for humanity. Someone once said, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And this is not a threat, it's a promise. God specializes in bringing life out of loss. Before, a grain of seed can become a new plant, it first needs to fall to the ground. It needs to die. That seed needs to hang for new life to come out of it. God specializes in bringing life out of loss, hope out of despair, and purpose out of pain. So if all this horrible stuff has been your experience in the last 12 months, I want you to take heart, for God is about to reveal a new thing. A new beginning is about to become evident to everyone. As we step into this new season, this new year, the invitation before us is both simple and profound. Would we cling to the things that have been, or would we dare to trust God for a new beginning? And we should not forget that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ever ask or imagine. A new beginning, brothers and sisters, does not require you to figure everything out. It does not require God to show you everything plainly. It simply requires us to trust in God, to believe that the God we serve is a faithful God and is able to do what he says, and he says what he will do. The same God who made a way through the Red Sea, who sustained Job, and who raised Jesus from the grave, is still at work today. So hear God's word to you again. Do not dwell on the past. Open your eyes to what God is doing now. Trust him in the wilderness. Drink from the streams he provides. See, I am doing a new thing. Before we have an offertory song, I want to lead us in a time of some prophetic prayers.